Hey, listen, I feel you, bro. It's funny you say it, though, because I feel like After Hours and Beauty Behind the Madness are the same albums as far as The Weeknd having a turning point in his career. Let me explain. So the trilogy comes out, right? House of Balloons, Echoes of Silence, Thursday, right? Cool. And then we get Kissland, right? That's his debut album, you know what I'm saying? It has that last bit of that old Weeknd that we know, right? Then he totally changes the game with Beauty Behind the Madness. Pop hits, Earned It, The Hills, all those joints, right? Then he drops Starboy. Then in 2018, he drops My Dear Melancholy. My Dear Melancholy has that trilogy feel, kind of, but it's still newer Weeknd, you know? And a lot of people love that project because we just gravitate towards that old school Weeknd, and I get it. He gives us After Hours, crazy pop hits, just like Beauty Behind the Madness. You got songs like Save Your Tears, Heartless, Blinding Lights. It just embarks on a new era, but it still has that essence, you know? But that's just me, though.